To repeat the success that I achieved in Beijing, in London will be massive. To try and come back with a gold in a home country would be incredible. That's what I'm aiming at, and that's what I get up every day to do.
Rachel Morris is the first hand cyclist ever to compete for Great Britain. Since becoming an elite athlete in 2007, she's already won gold medals at both the World Championships and the Beijing Paralympic Games. I visited her at her home in the picturesque town of Farnham in Surrey.
Yeah, that's my gold one.
Yeah, these ones are all World Championship.
Which is your favourite?
I kind of think it's got to be my gold, actually.
Yeah.
It's tied between that, actually, and the first World Champs one I got, I think, probably. That, because the World Champs one's got an awful lot of special things attached to it still. But, yeah, the gold medal is kind of, obviously, like, that.
Hopefully you'll have another one to add after the Paralympics.
Yeah, you never know.
I've always been really sporty, and I was a runner when I had legs, and now bilateral amputee, so no legs from above knee. It did obviously change what I was doing in my sport, but from running, when I was unable to run anymore, I went into sailing for quite a while and was actually planning to sail in the sailing squad in Beijing, but found that I needed to have more of a physical challenge, and so I was lucky enough to get into hand cycling. This is my hand bike. The one I've got here at the moment is the one that I train on. It's a three-wheel base, so one wheel at the front and two at the back. And then you sit within a very low frame, which makes you into a sort of almost lying position. And you slide your body under the crank. So I sit underneath the chain rings as opposed to be on the top, which is what makes the hike so hard uphill, because you can't put the weight through it. So you do get quite a bit of front wheel spin on hills.
Rachel suffers from a rare but aggressive condition called reflex sympathetic dystrophy, which eventually led to her needing to have both legs amputated and causes her chronic pain.
When you injure yourself, your brain overreacts, a bit like a lizard when they get their tail squashed, their tails fall off. That's basically the analogy that's been used towards this disease, because my brain overreacts and then shuts my limb down, but it creates horrible pain pathways, so you get an awful lot of problems associated with it, but then your leg eventually needs amputating because of the level of problem it has. But luckily only in severe cases, although unfortunately that's me, but luckily it is very rare. I have had different parts of my legs amputated different times as the disease become active and then not. So it's something that is very unpredictable with me. So that's probably my biggest fear going into London, really, is that it'll flare up in that time and it'll end up with ulcers and infection again. After Beijing, that was probably a really tough time to get back, because I went out to Beijing with my legs starting to go. I knew that they were going again. So I competed out there and then just knew I had to get back. And then was in hospital then for about 3 months after that, and then had quite a lot of surgery afterwards. So it did take a while to get back after that. But yeah, it varies.
In Rachel's case, a seemingly minor accident in her teenage years ended up causing numerous complications.
I fell off a sledge on a dry ski slope and twisted my ankle, and that is all. And then that just never healed, and then I went through a lot of treatment at the time, trying to save my legs, obviously, over the next few years. But in the end, my legs were amputated to save my life, ultimately, because I had septicemia each time.
What is this? What are you doing? It's not time for a scratch. It's time to concentrate.
Yes, that's it. You can sit there. That's a really good place to sit. Good girl.
Do your talking as well.
Yes, good girl.
Oh, rather scatty chocolate Labrador whisper, as in the chocolate bar whisper, who does seem to go everywhere and seems to rather enjoy any form of interview, and probably microphone interviews as well. It's having them around when they kind of, you know, they don't judge, they don't know, but they know you're ill and they're kind of with you. And when I've struggled with things on my bike as well, she's just always been there. So it's always nice to go for a run with her if training session hasn't gone well or something, then to take her out and chill out for a bit and then switch off and come back is brilliant. Poor little dog gets run off her paws sometimes, I think, when things are going bad. The cycling really is... It worries me to think one day it won't be there, because it is that much of a... support to my life, really, because of the pain that my legs give. It is the biggest way of distracting myself is doing physical activity, so either running with Whisper or on my bike. And on my bike, that's, yeah, a massive thing in a way of distracting and dampening down the pain response so that it feels better for a little bit after I get off my bike before I start having to do something again. So yeah, it is a massive life support, not just something I love doing. It really helps, yeah.
With her sights fixed firmly on this August's Paralympic Games, Rachel's looking forward to the challenge of defending the gold medal she won 4 years ago.
London 12 will mean a massive smile on my face, I suppose, and just meaning everything. It really is. I mean, Beijing and getting a gold medal, I thought couldn't be topped, but as the days go towards London, it's just getting more and more exciting. Yes, the pressure's also mounting. There's a kind of the excitement goes up and the pressure goes up each day, but you know, that's what I get out of bed in the morning to do for my work, and that's what British cycling trainers to do. So to represent your country in your home country in front of a home crowd, I can't imagine anything more special than that.